Good afternoon. I'm Judge James Russell. On behalf of Judge Wilson and myself, welcome to the First Judicial District Court, Story County. Judge Wilson wanted to be here, but his law and motion calendar, when I left, he was still going with his law and motion calendar down in Carson City. Mine, fortunately, ended about 11, and then I swore everybody down in Carson into their respective offices before coming up here. It's, you know, my privilege and honor to be here today. You know, I love Story County. I love coming up here. I love the people up here. Wonderful things are happening in Story County, and it's just a delight. But without the commitment of those of you who ran for public office, obviously Story County couldn't operate. The school district couldn't operate in respect to that. And these are tough times to be a politician, whether you realize it or not. Things are tough out there. And it's tough, and it's not an easy job, but, you know, I commend each of you for doing it. The other thing I would like to tell you also, remind each of you, that you serve all of the citizens of Story County, not just those who voted for you, all of them, in respect to that. And therefore, you should carry out your duties in your elected position, basically in the highest ethical standard for everybody in Story County, in respect to that. So, brief remarks. I only give brief remarks. This time, I'd like to swear in Marshall McBride. And so at this time, would you please raise your right hand? I, please state your name.
Marshall McBride.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
And government of the United States.
The government of the United States.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
The Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Whether domestic or foreign.
Whether domestic or foreign.
And that I will bear a true faith.
And that I will bear a true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty.
Allegiance and loyalty.
To the same.
To the same.
Any ordinance.
Any ordinance.
Resolution.
Resolution.
Or law.
Or law.
Of any state notwithstanding.
Of any state notwithstanding.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully perform.
Faithfully perform
the duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
County Commissioner, District 1.
County Commissioner, District 1.
On which I'm about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Mr. Gilman.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you stand right there?
Thank you.
Aye. Please state your name.
Lance Gilman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The constitutional government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and government.
And the Constitution and government.
Of the state of Nevada.
Of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Whether domestic or foreign.
Whether domestic or foreign.
And that I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty.
Allegiance and loyalty.
To the same.
To the same.
In the ordinance.
In the ordinance.
Resolution or law.
Resolution or law.
Of any state notwithstanding.
Of any state notwithstanding.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
That I will well and faithfully perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
County Commissioner, District 3.
County Commissioner, District 3.
On which I'm about to enter.
Of which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Melissa Field. Please raise your right. Aye. Please state your name.
Aye, Melissa
Field. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend. The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and
of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies,
whether domestic or foreign, and that I will bear true faith, allegiance and loyalty to the same, any ordinance, resolution or law of any state notwithstanding, and that I will well and faithfully perform all the duties of the office, school board trustee seat 1C. On which I'm about to enter. So help me God. Do
asking a lawyer. I had a little case up here representing the county in respect. You had a little issue, right?
Little.
Workout. We report to your workout.
Please
raise your right hand. I, please state your name.
I, Gary Hughes.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Whether domestic or foreign.
Whether domestic or foreign.
And that I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty.
Allegiance and loyalty.
To the same.
To the same.
Any ordinance.
Any ordinance.
Resolution or law.
Resolution or law.
Of any state notwithstanding.
Of any state notwithstanding.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
That I will well and faithfully perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
School Board Trustee Seat 1A.
School Board Trustee Seat 1A.
On which I'm about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Now we need Rosemary Austin, if she's here, Terry Foxton, and Mark Sullivan. Hi, please state your name.
Hi, Mark Sullivan.
Terry Foxton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Whether domestic or foreign.
Whether domestic or foreign.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty.
Allegiance and loyalty.
To the same.
To the same.
Any ordinance.
Any ordinance.
Resolution or law.
Resolution or law.
Of any state notwithstanding.
Of any state notwithstanding.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
Let's see. Rosemary Canyon General Improvement District Seat 2C.
Canyon General Improvement District Seat 2C.
And Terry Canyon General Improvement District Seat 2B.
Canyon General Improvement District Seat 2B.
And Canyon General Improvement District Seat 2A.
Canyon General Improvement District Seat 2A.
On which I'm about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Jennifer Barnes and Chris Thompson, are they here? Please raise your right hand. I, please state your name.
I, Chris Thompson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Whether domestic or foreign.
Whether domestic or foreign.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty.
And allegiance and loyalty.
To the same.
To the same.
Any ordinance.
In the ordinance,
resolution or law,
resolution or law,
of any state notwithstanding,
of any state notwithstanding,
and that I will well and faithfully perform,
and that I will well and faithfully perform
all the duties of the office,
all the duties of the office
of Tahoe Reno Industrial Improvement District Seat 2B,
of Tahoe Reno Industrial Center Seat 2B,
on which I'm about to enter, So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, thank you all.
Yep.
Three of us?
Aye.
Jeff, three? You ready? Okay. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. First part of the agenda today is going to be to thank Judge Russell for coming up today and taking care of the ceremony. We appreciate it very much. Thank you, Judge. All right. If everyone would please turn any cell phones or any other PA devices on silent, not to disrupt the meeting, we'd much appreciate it. And if you'd stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, do we have any changes to be made to today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. One, it's been requested that we pull item 14 and not take action or discussion.
Is there any questions regarding today's agenda? Here we go. I get a motion to approve today's agenda.
I'll move to approve today's agenda.
I'll second.
We move to second to approve the agenda for this date. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 3. This is election of the chairman to the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year. Pursuant to Story County Code 2.04.008. Any questions?
No.
At this time, we'll open nominations for chairman.
I'll move to nominate Marshall McBride as chairman for the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year, pursuant to Story County Code 2-04-008.
I'll second that motion.
It's been a motion and a second. Are there any other motions? Hearing none. A motion and a second to nominate Marshall McBride for the chairman of the Story County Commission for a period of 1 year. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your confidence and electing me as your chairman. I appreciate this position, and I'll do the best to fulfill my duties in the coming year. Thank you very much.
You've done a great job.
Appreciate that, Commissioner. All right. Moving along now to item number 4. This is election of vice chairman to the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year, pursuant to Story County Code 2.04.008.
I'll move to appoint Jack McGuffey as vice chairman to the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year, pursuant to Story County Code 2-04-008.
And I'll second your motion, Mr. Gilman. So we have a motion and a second to elect Commissioner McGuffey to the position of vice chairman for a term of 1 year. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks. Thank you, gentlemen.
Jack, if I may, I'm going to offer you my chair.
Okay. We've covered all the bases. Yep. We're going to move on now to item number 6. This is a discussion of possible action. These are the 2017 appointments to serve on state, county, and regional boards. Mr. Witt, you want to handle this part?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. First, if we can move all the way down to number 18, I was dyslexic, I guess. What we really want to appoint on the Washington Story Conservation District is Kathy Canfield as the primary, and Austin Osborne will be the alternate. So with that, there really are very few changes this year.
but I'll go through them very briefly. For our safety committee, Chris Hood has been our chair and has done a stellar job. He also works for our community development department, and we've got him running all over the entire county. So we thought it would be better to have him just kind of focus on those big deal items, and so we're going to put Vanessa in there. Vanessa has been the vice chair and has frequently chaired the meetings in Chris's absence. For legislative representatives, I just remind everybody that the 2017 session will begin next month, and typically we ask for our chair to go down, but as everybody knows, when they call in all hands on deck, it could be Vice Chairman McGuffey, it could be Commissioner Gilman, or any of the staff or any of the other electeds out there as well. Marshall would be the lead legislative representative. For the Historic Fourth Ward School and Museum Board, we recommend Jack McGuffey. That's no change from last year. For Nevada Association of Counties, we recommend Commissioner McGuffey with Austin Osborne as an alternative. Again, no change. For Nevada Works, we recommend Austin Osborne. And depending on which way Commissioner Gilman would like to go, Jesse Fain would be an alternate that is pretty well plugged into that employment staff. So, Lance, I'd look for you if you want to have any action on that one or if you just want to let go to Austin and Jesse.
Thank you.
For Virginia City Senior Center, Sherry Nevin would be our point of contact. No change there. Lockwood Senior Center would be Commissioner Gilman and Sherry Nevin. No change there. St. Mary's Art Center, that would be continue to be Commissioner or Vice Chairman McGuffey. But we're also adding in Sherry Nevin as an alternate when Commissioner Vice Chairman McGuffey can't make it. For Western Nevada Development District, that we're recommending Dean Haymore, but we need to keep in mind that that will be in play only until the end of June, at which time Dean has announced his retirement. So we'll come up with a suitable place replacement there. Dean has done a wonderful job chairing the WNDD for many, many years. For the Carson Water Subconservancy District, we recommend Austin Osborne with Kathy Canfield as an alternate, and that was adding Kathy in. For State Land Use Advisory Planning Advisory Council, we recommend Austin Osborne with Kathy Canfield as an alternate, and that's just substituting in Kathy for Jason Van Havel. For the Truckee River Flood Management Authority, this is the Technical Advisory Committee. It's really kind of been shared by Commissioner Gilman, as well as Austin, and now we recommend adding Kathy Canfield in. Our last time we had anybody on that one, Desi Redmond was still around. Comstock Historic District, where staff's recommending Chairman McBride, no change. Nevada Commission for the Reconstruction of the VMT Railway, that would be Vice Chairman McGuffey, no change there. Virginia City Tourism Commission, that would be Commissioner Gilman, no change. And we also want to confirm the appointments on a continued basis. These are no changes of Scott Jolcover, Angelo Petrini, Pam Abercrombie, and Ron Gallagher. So we're kind of reconstituting that whole board with exactly the same people. And it's always good to have one commissioner as kind of a conduit in addition to me for oversight of fire and public works departments. That'll be Marshall McBride. No change. For Economic Development Authority of Western, well, for Economic Development, for EDON, we have myself. That is not a change. Lance and I switched seats a while back. And for Northern Nevada Development Authority, that would be Commissioner Gilman, and also adding in when Commissioner Gilman can't make it or as side support, much as he does for NACO, that would be Austin Osborne. And as I've already mentioned, Washoe Story Conservation District, we would actually have Kathy Canfield and then Austin Osborne as an alternate.
Great. Thank you for that. Are there any questions regarding the these appointments, these local and regional boards? Hearing none, we're going to go ahead and motion to approve these appointments.
I'll make a motion to approve the appointments to serve the state, county, and regional boards as stated in item 6.
I'll second.
Moved in second to approve this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 7. This is the consent agenda. So now on this, you can see there's a lot of new business licenses that are on there. So it's very interesting. So, is there any public comment regarding the consent agenda today? Okay, now if I can get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
Second your motion.
And moving to second to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
I would be curious to see the number of companies we signed up during 2016.
Okay, for Troy?
It was countywide.
Countywide.
Every meeting we're doing a dozen or more companies. It'd be interesting to see what the total number of companies we've signed up with Story County.
Or two dozen, as in this case. Yeah.
I might add, too, it gets a little deceiving when we only have one meeting in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're still sort of new ones. No,
you guys just a curiosity. I wouldn't make it a mandate.
All right. We move on now to item number 8. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. And so how about if we start with Sean Griffin right now, representing Community Chest and the library. And
good afternoon, Commissioners. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Welcome, everyone. Just a few brief updates. We're going to do the walkthrough on the bid process for the Community Center Phase 2, January 11th. The bids will be open January 31st. That would take 6 to 8 weeks to mobilize, and we should begin construction March, April. So I'm thrilled, and stay tuned. Want to let you know also that we're making big progress in the library. We have copies for all of you. The new patron cards, we're also getting a very large online system which will give everyone access 24/7 from their home or wherever they have our wireless to newspapers, magazines, books, research materials, hobby materials. It's a database that's larger than any of us could possibly consume in our lifetime, and that will be online and available to all the patrons shortly. That includes literally 7 single-space pages of data. So that's going to be happening, too. And lastly, we've set the date for our spring concert to be April 14th. That we're going to run the crowd at Piper's. So we have a lot coming on in the spring. Any questions?
Any questions for Sean? No? Great. Thank you.
Thank you,
Sean. Right. Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Antonoro. Okay, thank you. VCTC, Director Denny Johnson.
I'll pass.
Happy New Year to you. The Public Works Department, Jason Van Hebel.
Where's my clock? Ms. Langer, are you going to start your clock?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Okay, thank you. The large water and sewer projects are of such significance to the county in terms of their size and magnitude that I'd like to make a regular basis to try to give you an update. Unfortunately, since the last commission meeting, there's no notable update on that one, but I do want to make a regular basis to keep you posted. With the recent cold weather spell that we had around Christmas, Public Works received probably 6 calls from customers wondering why their water was turned off. Well, in reality, kind of a public service announcement that it was just frozen pipes. So during the cold weather of the winter, might want to just protect our pipes and know that they're subject to freezing, and when they freeze, they can also burst. And as Public Works Director, the first significant project that we're going to embark on, we'd be out there today if it wasn't for the weather, but to address some drainage issues out in Try, some clogged culverts, open those up. They were designed and built for a reason, and that capacity needs to be online, so we're going to be heading out there addressing that. That's it for today.
Okay.
The frozen pipes, are they private?
Yes.
Pipes?
Yes. In a couple of situations, after the pipe burst and then melted, the water ran for a while, and unfortunately, it translates into a notable bill for some customers. So that's another reason to try to stay on top of it.
And I might just, Jason, if I don't get a chance, over the next few days, the weather forecast looking like, you know, that atmospheric river and potentially warmer precipitation, keep a close eye on Mark Twain as well.
Yes.
In addition to Tri, those are probably our two biggest spots.
Will do.
All right, great. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. With our planning and HR department, Director Austin Osberg. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Happy New Year. I'll just talk about a couple things here. The next Planning Commission meeting is going to be this Thursday, January 5th. We're going to hear a solar project down in eastern Mark Twain. It'll be far east Mark Twain, not near the Mark Twain Estates. That will be a special use permit application, and I believe it's about 5 to 170 megawatt facility if it were to be built. The next Planning Commission meeting after that will be January 19th, tentatively. And at that point, we're going to hear a cell tower out at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center near Tesla. And we may be looking at possible revisions to Story County Code, the zoning ordinance, just some minor adjustments regarding planned unit developments and subdivision processes. Parking lot next door, as you see, there's progress. In fact, today that the guys are out there putting in all the runners along the fence. I should let people know that that fence is designed, the reason the posts are 6 inches round, is to stop a car from going off of A Street into the parking lot, or from Taylor Street as well. So the fence running along B Street in front of the project will not look like that. It'll be standard fence posts, but I've had a couple of people ask, geez, that's quite a bit of posts for such a small fence, and you know, until they're driving their F-350 through there, they won't appreciate it. So that's what we have. There is a 30-day period still left for them to finish the project, approximately 30 days. Obviously, paving is pending what happens with the weather. It looked like we undershot the weather forecast about a day or so with the paving. That is what it is. But at least, you know, everything else is just about wrapped up and done and looking pretty good. And then we'll install the landscaping, trees, shrubbery, and that sort of thing in the spring. And then you'll see going up today and tomorrow, they'll be assembling the light posts that'll look just like the ones on C Street, and now be lined up and down B Street, not only providing light for the parking lot, but also for B Street. And then we might be able to get rid of the cobra head across the street that hangs over those apartments, because there'll be sufficient lighting for something historically looking appropriate. A little note here on workforce outreach. I made an outreach again, like I periodically do, out at Tri-Center, and got a couple of responses back, and one was from AZZ Galvanizing, and they are in need of 16 employees. If anybody knows of anybody that really they're looking for a laborer, unskilled at this point in that position, would be able to be trained into a skilled position of galvanizing steel and doing the acid wash processes and things like that, they need 16 people. And I'm working with Nancy McCormick for BDON, as well as some joint folks and Nevada Workforce and some other organizations trying to help them get these people that they need out there. And we're paying about $13.50 to start, and it graduates up to about $15, maybe $16 over, you know, into higher level positions. And there's some other companies out there looking for employees of this type of nature, mostly unskilled at this point. Tesla and Panasonic are obviously looking for highly skilled people, and they're working directly with the EDON and Nancy McCormick for those folks. But I always mention that these people are needed whenever I'm at any type of a workforce function. Vans out there, AZZ is looking at the potential for operating a van pool. I think that might help offset some of those costs, making $13 an hour, but getting your monthly cost down to about $130. Going from North Valleys out to Tri-Center, and the van pool project is going strong. There are about 44 vans still and still pushing them. I'll be working with the Carson City folks. Once USA Parkway connects into Highway 50, working with Carson City Campo, their transportation organization. It's like Washoe's RTC, as well as the new folks over at WNC. They're doing workforce and transportation improvement to see if we can get some kind of a similar program that we see on the 50 corridor into USA Parkway as we do already on the 80 corridor into USA Parkway. So we'll see how that goes. Just want to let everyone know, as far as our employees, we're under the new health plan year now. It's the fiscal year for our health. And we are now between this point and April 30th. We'll be putting a health committee back together and looking at our benefits plan of what exists today, what the new conditions are going to be for this next fiscal year, which is April to April in the health world, at least our health world, and looking at what our options will be next year for as far as benefits increases or decreases, probably increases in premium costs. And a lot of us don't have a lot of answers right now based on federally what may happen with the Affordable Care Act and other matters that will either change for the better or the worse or not at all or whatever it'll be. So don't have a lot for you on that, but our LP insurance team that we work with is working hard on that. And then lastly, before I go to the last two items, I guess it's not lastly, I'll be starting working with this commission and the planning commission, our department heads and our employees and the public, is to develop the first stages of a strategic plan internally with our organization. Unlike the master plan, it'll be simple to start off with. I'm going to try to keep it under 30 pages. I know Pat is laughing, but I'll try to keep it simple and work with this board and our other stakeholders in at least developing like a mission statement, a vision statement, and some basic goals and objectives and criteria for the organization as a whole, as well as for each of our departments and the fire district as well that has its own strategic plan already, and start kind of having some guiding light for us to work into the near future. And then once we get comfortable with that, then we can perhaps, if we like it, continue building upon it and have a more comprehensive plan built over the time. I know I'm talking much more than I usually do, but it's the new year. That doesn't mean I'm going to start doing this. It just means there's a few things to cover. I'm just going to hit a couple goals of what I have for both the human resources side as well as the planning side for this year. I hope to achieve them. One is the strategic plan. One, which is almost completed now, is to update all the policies. We're near complete. Job description update of every job description and position statement in the county. We have the AFSCME General Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement completed. Now there's two more, Sheriff and Fire. Obviously, I hope to have those completed this year per NRS. To really look at our health benefits plan and look at some efficiencies and service and cost control measures in that. Having some performance standards, I'm hoping to at least begin this by the end of the year, is maybe modifying our performance standards in accordance with our strategic plan at the time, to continue workforce development across the county and continue transportation development across the county. As far as the planning side goes, is really to align the zoning master plan together, the new master plan, and create some or correct some small discrepancies in that, to realign the public planned unit development and subdivision ordinance, and to create design standards for certain types of uses across the county, to create the industrial professional zone that the master plan now supports, and to enhance transportation planning regionally, particularly on the Carson City and Lyon County side. Thank you for allowing me to take this much time to talk.
Great. Any questions for Austin? Okay, great. Thanks, Austin. Our Community Relations Director, Sherry Nevin.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Sherry Nevin for the record. We've had a couple calls after they did a PSA about the Radon Action Month, which is this month. We do have radon test kits available here in Virginia City at the library. They are available from now through February 12th. You probably want to call the library first just to check availability and their hours. Their number is 847-0541. At our next County Commission meeting, UNR Cooperative Extension will be here to do their radon presentation. We've seen them in the past come, so they'll be joining us that day. We were notified right before Christmas that USDA obligated Story County loan funds for the 5-mile water line replacement. As you will recall, we came before you, I believe it was in November, with our intent to apply for that funding, and they came back to us, and we have the money. So that comes with an interest rate of 1.375, which is very low, probably something we won't see in the near future. So we'll begin working with them, going through the processes. It's probably going to be a while before construction, but at least we've got things on the books here. And then I just encourage anyone that hasn't taken a look at the museum recently to go down. I think we've made some really good progress. We are exploring painting a mural above certain areas in the museum, working with our local artist that did the one down in the Bucket of Blood parking lot. So it's exciting. They're excited about it, so hopefully you'll see something in the near future coming on that. Thank you.
Any questions for Sherry?
Yeah. Well, the NACO board, before Christmas, we had a NACO board meeting in Carson, and we got the radon presentation there. The good news is Story County is one of the lowest in radiation, but they would like to have some more tests, kind of build up a better inventory of records.
And there's various other locations if you would, I mean, if it's easier for you to go somewhere else and pick up a kit. I know the Cooperative Extension Office in Carson City on, can't think of the name of that street right now, Northgate Lane has them available, and I believe they have several locations in Reno, too. So, yeah, I encourage you. It's free. They even pay for the postage to send them back. So it's a good program.
Right. Thank you, Sherry. Right over at the Fire Department, Chief Haynes.
Nothing today. Thank you.
The Comptroller's Office, Mr. Gallagher.
Mr. Chairman, nothing at this time. Thank you.
Special Counsel, Mr. Morris.
Today. Thank you.
Today. DA Langer.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
County Manager Whitman.
A few quick things, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. On kind of a rough way to start out the or end the last year and start the new year, we became aware of some significant issues in our primary server facilities here in Virginia City for our data equipment. That was a wake-up call. That's actually the second time that we've had the experience of flooding a room with a whole lot of computers in there, which is not a good thing. We dodged the bullet, but it told us we've really got to get working on this. Over the years, we've begun to really meld that partnership between IT and also dispatch, communications, 911. They're effectively IT's biggest user between all the items that they have. So we're going to start the year out looking at a project that will, you know, possibly eventually get us back into projects that we've looked at over the past 15 years, and that might be starting our jail facility upgrade, if you will. Sheriff's got the jail in great shape. That's not the issue, but we've got real estate back there, and that's really something we don't have anywhere else in town to speak of. So we'll be looking at maybe kicking off a complex that could grow over time. Initially, it might, on an urgent basis, become the IT dispatch center, adjacent to the jail, but not in the jail. Then we would continue to move one way or another. We have pressing issues. I spoke again with Judge Russell just when he was here. You know, we know we need to eventually move the Justice Court out of this courthouse. So we'll keep you posted. I hope we've posted for a less than part-time kind of a project coordinator, if you will. These projects have a tendency to just consume you sometimes. I don't know how Austin's done the planning, the human resource, and he's got to be worried about what kind of shrub or tree we're going to plant in which location. But so we hope to get a, you know, just a part-time hourly project coordinator on there to work on our various projects. So that's that one. You saw the bad news last year. I think we put it out in a Facebook and a social media post. Congress adjourned without taking action on our bill. It was caught up in the partisan politics of Washington, D.C. Somebody was mad at somebody else because their bill didn't get a hearing in their committee or something. It was really simple. The bill just said, gives Story County one unique zip code. So we've been assured by both Congressman Amade's office and our federal consultants, Porter Group, that they're ready to hit the ground running. Congress reconvened, I believe, today. I thought they were all coming back anyway. And we're going to hit it hard. I know Commissioner, Vice Chairman McGuffey, Chairman McBride, and myself, and I think Austin will be back in Washington, D.C. toward the end of February. We intend to hit that as our number one priority. And then what I think is some of the most exciting news all the way around, I learned today, actually, or yesterday, that Commissioner Gilman will be traveling back with our legislative director, Greg Hess. They're going to be going back right around the 20th to attend the inauguration. I've heard word that there might also be the opportunity to actually meet the president-elect, but at the same time, hopefully they will be rubbing elbow grease all over, as they did with USA Parkway and other things so well a few years ago, so that we can get this thing fixed once and for all. And then another project, oddly enough, that I want to kind of draw everybody's attention to is with Jason's help and Denny's, we know of a concern with the area that is immediately south of Quigley, directly west of the visitor center. That's that was a building there once that now has kind of a fence on it and a walk area. The issues aren't visible until you get underneath there and you see that we have a potential for losing our structural stability on Taylor Street. And also there's some fairly significant concerns on boardwalk safety as well. The fix is we've got a fix that we've lined out that I think all of us are in agreement with. We just have to find the means to do it. But when the building was dismantled back in the day, they left the deck on there, the street level floor, if you will. That's a tremendous amount of weight that is actually crushing the foundations. So we want to get that deck off there. Jason's crew feels they can do it as long as we can find an affordable lift that will enable our team to do it safely. So that'll be a pretty urgent process once we get the machinery or the lift. We don't really want to rent one because with this building, the sheriff's DA's office, we're working on paint coats. We probably have, just this year alone, maybe rented, I would say, close to $7,000 worth of lift time. So we're looking at not renting but trying to buy a gently used one. So far, they're pretty pricey, though. So we'll hit that as quickly as we can. And those are basically my items.
Great. Any questions for Pat? Thank you, Pat. County Clerk? Nothing today? All right. Thank you. And that concludes our committee and staff reports. So we'll move on now to item number 9. These are board comments. We'll take no action on public comment here. And we'll start with Mr. Gilman.
I'd like to wish everybody a Happy New Year for 2017. From my desk, it appears to me that we've had a wonderful path and direction here with our county in the past years. And I think without question, 2017 may eclipse anything else that we've seen in a development and direction. We have an incredible staff here in our county, very, very capable leadership in the county, and we've certainly been recognized on the world stage as a wonderful place to come for visitors and Virginia City, and certainly our economic development is prospering greatly. And I can tell you that there's some wonderful prospects on the horizon. I am excited to go back. Mr. Hess and I were invited with Congressman Amade and Senator Heller to spend some time in Washington. And we plan to attend the inauguration, and we do have some time set aside where we can actually meet with President Trump. And you can absolutely be assured that the number one issue on our agenda will be talking about our sales tax issue that just about made it. And so we made it with Congress, and when we got to the Senate, we were stalemated. But we can certainly bring that back to the floor, and I think probably for our community here in Story County and the next rung of the ladder that we're all looking forward to getting on is to managing our sales tax collections as efficiently as possible. There's going to be a tremendous amount of revenue stream across the board within the county, and it'll be important that we get our act together with the Postal Service and our zip codes. So I think that will be first and foremost, although we'll look forward to representing the county on any and every other issue that might be on the table. So thank you all for that. It's been a wonderful year. I appreciate being a commissioner here for you.
Thanks, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman McGuffey.
Yes. Happy New Year. Glad to see everybody here. There's a lot going on right now because we're getting ready for our conference in Washington, D.C. with the NACO and Nevada Association of County Commissioners. One of the big things that was flying through the office was the military withdrawal request, and that's the Fallon Air Base wanting more property to fly. You know, they want to expand their flight range. The overall feeling is nobody wants that to happen. It affects the grazing, mining, recreation. It just affects way too many things for the private citizens. So they're hoping that they find another means. I think we're at the point where we will fight it if we have to, but we're hoping that they will do something different. BLM's final 2.0 planning regulations, that was a shot at helping counties work with BLM on property and animal issues and stuff like that. And we wanted to have, the counties wanted to have some say in what the BLM does with the property, so they don't want BLM to have just go in and do whatever they want without checking with the counties first is basically what it is. But we filled out the questionnaires. We had a committee dedicated to that. BLM never came to the table, and so it's basically got dropped. One of the big killers in that was there was a couple of places in there where they kept throwing in the term climate change, and the wording allowed whoever was in charge to claim the problem was climate change. We wonder that was drawn. Okay. NACO has joined the has made a motion to intervene with the sage grouse lawsuit with the state of Utah. It doesn't affect us much, but it affects quite a few of our eastern counties. Okay. The governor's office. There's a gentleman there reporting for the governor. They expect to be spending $7.9 billion this 2017.
This is darker over here than over there.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I moved into the light.
Yeah, really. from the governor's office, taxation department is to solicit an impact statement and have guidelines in place for recreational marijuana by springtime. And it's anticipated to be tightly regulated. Right now they're looking at a 2% tax on medical marijuana and 15% on recreational. Workforce development, they're going to be working on workforce development, and that's primarily due to TRI. And plus the new companies moving into Vegas are getting to be more tech too. Governor wants to work on education, capital improvements such as highways and prisons. They're looking at, this is kind of in the infancy stage, so don't get to be shocked, but they're looking at a government service tax that may be attached to vehicle registrations, and this is to help raise money for roads and infrastructure. This is basically in response to the voters rejecting the fuel index tax. And then there's going to be, the governor's claims there's going to be more focus on the rural areas in the state. More federal issues, the local land use planning and management. They want to disclose streamline the disposal process and along with adequate staffing. In other words, where counties want some of their BLM land, they can turn into farming or some kind of industrial use or something like that. But to get BLM to move is pulling a big ship with a little rope. Rangeland Management, the health management, they want what's proposed is all fire management. They want to treat all fires as natural disasters. That way they get to adequate funding, and anybody can fight it, kind of thing. They want to, this is also concerned flood management, invasive species and weed management, wild free-roaming horse and burrow act, and the improved study time for wilderness study areas. This is also the biggest thing is access, maintain access to the public. There's also this being touted a federal participation fund. And it's a mechanism to address funding and staff restrictions that currently restrict counties' ability to engage with federal land managers, BLM. So now they're saying, you know, to basically not necessarily fight BLM, but just to deal with them. It costs money and time. And so they're trying to get everybody on board to create a fund that we can dip on out of. So it didn't seem to go over real big with my fellow commissioners. Okay. Another big issue you've all heard, I'm sure, is the Antiquities Act. We're trying to get more local representation before somebody goes, like the president goes, and makes something a national monument. Right now, we have no say. And then the Endangered Species Act, of course, that's out in Nevada. The only thing really out there right now is the sage-grouse, but that has actually been generated by an out-of-state group who thinks the sage-grouse are extinct. No. So we're basically fighting a group that doesn't even live in Nevada, has no knowledge of what actually is in Nevada. That's all I have to say.
That's all? Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, it's been almost a month since our last meeting, so those of you who live in the county and in the community, it was a very festive holiday season here with businesses and residents decorating, so it made Virginia City look very nice for the holiday season. The good weather brought a lot of people to town, so on the tourism side of things, it was good. The Christmas parade that we had about a month ago. So, hope everyone enjoyed their holiday season. And we're into the beginning of the year. As County Manager Witt pointed out, the legislative session is going to start in February in Carson City, and we'll be following that with really close, because we always know that land developers always want to get their paws on part of Story County property, so we'll be keeping our eyes open for that. Mitchell? Our next item up is going to have to do with the horses, and it's nice to see that we have a lot of young people in the audience today to come up here and to see how your county government operates. So we're glad you're all in attendance today. With that being said, we're going to move on now to item number 10. This is discussion only, and we'll take no action. This is the VC Silver Bricks Robotics Club with Coach Nicole Ferns presenting a way to keep wild horses safe. This will also be presented in competition school-wide on December the 10th, which I guess has already been done. Also speaking is Valerie Lavelle Butley with the VRWPA. Hi, guys.
Hi. Yeah.
Thanks for being here today.
I'm Nicole Ferns, and I'm the coach of the BC Silver Bricks, and we are a blended homeschool public school group of fourth to sixth graders, and we are in our rookie year of the first Lego League competitions. And so December 10th? Whenever, a few weeks ago, we had our first competition, and the boys were judged on both their programming skills. They programmed a robot to run missions, and in that we got second place out of 21 teams. Uh-huh. And then we also, each year, nationwide, the first group gives out a theme, and this year was animal allies. And so the boys had to research problems that they felt that their that we had in this area with animals and come up with a solution for how we could help those animals. And so this is the presentation that they gave at their competition, and out of those 21 teams we won, they won first place. So you're going to get to see that. I have this to say to you. We're not used to a split audience, so if there's any chance that we could get you to move here, then they could present to everybody, because it goes one way or the other way.
Sure.
That would be great.
Absolutely.
So boy, that's your audience. So put Mandy, you can put yours. No.
Your back is. Your back is. I'm the office.
Okay.
Sorry.
All good. Get
hi, Meredith. Hi, you are Gage.
We all live in the Virginia City Highlands, and here's what sometimes happens. Action.
The story commissioner told us roughly about 10 horses are hit to vote each year.
We think that's sad.
So we talked to Val from the Bertha group.
Bertha is the local wild horse group, and we learned that they're concerned too.
So here's our change. Our solution is to put road signs where most horses get hit.
The signs use motion sensors, and they only detect large animals. Sorry, bunnies.
The signs only flash when animals are present. That one knows when to ignore them, like the one at the bottom of the diagram.
It's solar powered. We hope to get sponsors, maybe someone from the test.
Thank you for your time. Any questions?
Valerie, were you going to follow up? Great. Come on up.
Good afternoon, and thank you. And my name is Valerie LaBelle Flatley, and I'm with VRPA, Virginia Range Wildlife Protection Association in the Highlands. And Nicole reached out to VRPA a couple months ago, give or take, about doing a horse presentation to their group for their project. They hadn't decided on what project they were going to do at that time. So I went and spoke to them, and then she notified us that they were going to do a project on the wild horses, because that's obviously a big thing here in our county and surrounding areas. So they came up, coincidentally, with this sign, and Burke has been trying to get some kind of signage on Geiger Grade. Geiger and Cartwright, that's a main horse crossing in our area, and we've had horses hit, quite a few horses hit there. But in talking to NDOT, we talked to Nova and to Jay Pullen. Unfortunately, they don't track horse fatalities, they track human fatalities. So in order for them to act, we have to have some terrible things happen. So we believe in preventive medicine, and instead of that, waiting for something like that to happen, we would like to proceed and try and get some of those signs these young gentlemen who are very, very smart came up with. That was their idea. And we've talked about these kind of signs before, unbeknownst to them. And we'd like to get something started on that. They're supposedly expensive. We're not sure how much. And we're not sure if NDOT would go along with it. But if we could actually get some signs and get NDOT's approval for placing these signs and have Story County help with implementing this, we'd really, really appreciate it. It's always about the money, as you know, lack of funding. Someone had informed me about a federal excess property program. Are you aware of something like that, where I guess the federal government, if somebody has all this stuff laying around that they need to get rid of and there's no charge, for instance, sheriff vehicles, county vehicles, that type of thing. We don't know if anything like this would be available, but it's worth looking into. If you know anything about this, we'd really appreciate some help, some information on it. So that's what we'd like to get started on this. We've been in touch with these people, but it's, again, everything's on hold. We need to get more information. We need money, et cetera. So.
Mr. Chairman,
you can't take action on this because it was agendized as a discussion only.
Right.
But in looking, I think we have a very good shot at the perfect solution, and that's our new Public Works Roads Director, Jason Van Havel, who happened to have worked for NDOT once upon a time. I think what Jason and I will work on from a staff perspective first is getting some of that information that Val and the Silver Bricks, this BC Silver Bricks team has given us the idea for. We'll get costs. I think I'd like if you would work with Jason on desired locations for this.
Okay.
And we'll take it under staff for a while, and then we'll probably come back to Commissioner McGuffey for a little bit of funding magic or something.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to congratulate the Silver Bricks because they are, I mean, these kids are so young. If you could see their, I didn't see their particular project, but I also went and spoke with a Reno Robotics group in the same age category. And they had a whole table where they had set up a robot made of Legos and programmed it to do all these little tasks on a table autonomously. And these are young. I know I wasn't that smart when I was that age, so I was really impressed. So. Good job.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you. All right, we're going to move along now to item number 11. This is a discussion of possible action. Consideration of letters of interest and appointment of planning commissioners to fill the vacancies and to serve a term representing Precinct 1, Precinct 5, and at-large, Virginia City, Gold Hill, Highlands, and at-large positions on the Story County Planning Commission. The vacancies were posted and letters of interest were received by December the 22nd, 2016. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner and Chairman. I'll keep this very simple. We have three Planning Commission vacancies or terms that have come up for renewal. And at this point, we went ahead and did a posting for in these communities. This is Precinct 1, 5, and an at-large position.
One is here at Virginia City Gold Hill. Five is a Highlands position representative. And the third one is at large, a person that represents the entire county at large. This is posted in the newspaper and otherwise in accordance with policy. The three incumbents for Precinct 1, Virgil Buccaneri, Precinct 5, Pamela Smith, and the at-large position, Larry Crater, had submitted letters of interest indicating their interest in going ahead and continuing their service on the Planning Commission and to continue for another four-year term. I personally would like to add, I've been probably about 17 or so years between my time on the Planning Commission and my time staff, served with at least Larry and Virgil, and I find all three of these commissioners to be, they come to the meetings prepared, they ask good questions, they represent their communities as well as the county as a whole, and staff not only recommends their reappointment, but also commends their service, and is I'm very proud to work with them for another 4 years if you would choose to do that.
Very good. Is there any public comment regarding the reappointment of planning commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, I do, if I may. As you can see, all three of the individuals have provided letters, and Pam was a very nicely structured professional letter saying I'm interested. Virgil waxed a bit nostalgic on his on a small portion, surely, of his criminal background in his life, but I want to give Planning Commissioner Prater the prize for the day in terms of the most creative and enjoyable letter where he mentions not receiving a raise, but that the price of scotch has climbed considerably over the years. So, Austin and I will have to make sure he's well compensated.
So do the lobbying in the legislature to increase the Planning Commissioner's.
Or stream onto just some cheap American whiskey.
He didn't say what kind of scotch.
Any other public comment regarding the reappointment of these commissioners? Hearing none, I can get a motion.
I, Commissioner McGuffey, would like to make a motion to reappoint Virginia City resident Virgil Buccaneri to fill the vacant Precinct 1 position, Virginia City Highlands resident Pamela Smith to fill the vacant position, Precinct 5, and the Highlands resident Larry Prater to fill the vacant at-large position and to serve another full term on the Story County Planning Commission.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I have a second.
All right. It's been moved to second to reappoint the three individuals stated by Commissioner McGuffey. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Prater, for re-upping for another term.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Drawful Board. Sheriff Antonoro, join us.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, state of Nevada ethics regulations require that I disclose that I have a pecuniary interest in the business that is related to this agenda item. So I'll not be participating in any of the discussions, and I'll be abstaining from the voting on any of the issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Moving along now to item number 13. This is a discussion of possible action. This is appeal to reissue Sheriff's Work Card by Jonna P. Nichols. Good afternoon.
Donnie. Good afternoon. Donnie Gelman from the Mustang Ranch. I hope you had a great new year. I'm here in front of you to ask that you reinstate a work card for Ms. Nichols. Ms. Nichols applied for a work card back in the beginning of December. We were aware that she had some things in her background. We went down to Fingerprint Express and got a federal background check done on Ms. Nichols. Turn that in with her application. Unfortunately, there was an arrest here in Story County that was not reported on that federal background check. It was an oversight. We apologize. And we would hate to lose this lady in our kitchen. And so I would ask that you please reinstate her card.
So and how long ago had that arrest been?
Oh, 2006, I think it was. I think.
So that's the thing, is the dates and all that. I just can't.
Approximately 10 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
May I speak?
Okay, go ahead.
I remember how we crafted the ordinance and the criteria. And truthfully, what we were trying to do with the brothel owner Gilman's concurrence and staff was to keep out an undesirable character within the brothel operations. I'm privileged to say I've known Ms. Nichols probably since maybe even before she could walk, and her mother and her family. I think, again, this is one of those special circumstances cases. As I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Don, is out of good spirit of benevolence, when the steakhouse went through its winter hiatus, as it's going, you in essence brought and were able to bring most, if not all, of the staff
yes, sir.
Over
that's
to that.
Great.
And I think that gesture speaks volumes. So, John sent this to me. I looked through it. I am the one that redacted. This is not the Andrew Klinger report. We just don't provide things like Social Security numbers, dates of birth. But as staff to the board, I would recommend this would be one to go ahead and override and approve issuing a work card.
Okay. Commissioner McGuffey, do you have any questions for the applicant?
No. I wasn't aware of the history. You're born here?
Right? Oh, well, 25 years ago I moved here. Yeah, I was 11 when I moved here. From Reno, so it wasn't a very far move.
So you did your own federal background check?
We went down to the Fingerprint Express place and they gave me the background check. I didn't even look at it. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. So that it didn't mention, I did not mean to leave anything out at all. I just don't remember most of it, you know.
Well, it's just like our gun law. You know, they can't impose it. The federal isn't going to do it. They said that we have a federal background check within the state.
That is true. And the Fingerprint Express told me that the best way to get a full background check is actually to go through the sheriff's department, and that would be more accurate.
So did the background check that they did for you, it was incomplete? Is that what you're telling
yes.
me? Yes. It wasn't.
It wasn't
didn't
all
show,
there, yeah.
It didn't show this arrest.
Exactly.
So it was 10 years ago, so is this an oversight on your part?
Right,
you didn't remember about
I didn't even look at it. I figured the FBI report would, you know, have it all, especially since it was 10 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Sheriff, do you want to comment on this?
Just a couple of things. Just for clarification, the arrest was in 2010. The conviction was in 2011. And Donna did say that to my staff, that she had not reviewed the paperwork after they got it back from this place. And that's one thing that I think we've touched on it in the past with Donnie, is they're not always 100%. On those checks that they do, they're pretty good, but they're not always 100% because it does show up on the actual checks that we run from the FBI. But just verify the paperwork with the applicant in the future.
Just so I understand, were there two separate arrests?
No, the arrest that was the basis of that was not disclosed was in 2010. The subsequent conviction was in 2011.
No. I thought it was the 2007.
I was looking at a 2006 number in here.
And I believe what is in the packet is the stuff that was submitted by Jonna, and that is not the act. That's minus the offense for which the revocation happened.
Okay. All right. So on my next question to you, Sheriff, do you have any objection to the reinstating work card for Ms. Nichols?
No.
Now that we've pretty much got this all squared away and everything is, all the information is current now?
Yes. Yes, as far as, and if I can give you any more information, I'm more than willing to. I'd like to say also that these guys have been awesome. They've left me on the payroll through the holidays to keep me there.
Okay. At this time, I'll ask for any public comment on this. Anybody wish to speak on this item? You know? Okay. I don't have any. I don't have any objection to reinstating the scorecard. And I'll ask you for a motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion to reissue the sheriff's work card for Jonah P. Nichols.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and second to go ahead and reissue the sheriff's work card to Jonah P. Nichols. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you so
much.
Once again, Donnie, just reiterate that try to help your applicants to make sure that they get their paperwork in order. So we
yes,
don't
sir.
Have to,
I
mean,
well, I saw it as a tip to help because we've been through this before.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So we're finding all the loops here.
Yep. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. At this time, we're going to adjourn as the Story County Brothel Board and reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners. We're going to move on now to item number 16, discussion of possible action, approval of the second reading of the general out-of-county business license for Pacific Summit Energy, LLC, an out-of-county gas company providing service to the Story County business.
I don't know why I get gas companies to utilities. Haven't figured that one out. With this, though, this company has been doing business. They only have one client in the county. Apparently, they've been providing service to them for some period, and if all their fees were going to Washoe County for some reason. And that was uncovered, and now the error is being corrected so that their licensing fees go to us. Why the sheriff's office is charged with doing utilities is anybody's guess, but they're good to go.
What kind of gas company is it? I don't understand. Is it gasoline or
no? It's
gas
a natural gas propane company.
Okay.
Their only customer is Mars.
And I think I can shed a little bit of light. Back in 99 or 2000, when we dabbled in the waters of establishing a franchise fee on gas that is used for, I can't remember what the criteria is, so I better shut up on that. But anyway, we established a franchise fee on gas, and the sheriff's office probably was in the best position at the time to take that on, and we probably have never looked at it ever since, because the only gas providers in the county essentially was propane is excluded. The only gas providers are NV Energy and Southwest Gas. So,
yeah, and this is an out-of-county provider that they do their deliveries to Mars, and that's their only customer.
Mars?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. So all these years, Washoe County's been eating our lunch.
There you have it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Still.
Thank you, Sheriff. Okay, is there any public comment regarding this second reading on this? Hearing none? Okay, motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading of the general out-of-county business license for Pacific Summit Energy, LLC, 2010 Main Street, Suite 1200, Irvine, California, and zip code 92614.
I'll second.
All right, so we'll move to second to approve the second reading for Pacific Summit Energy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Chairman, I have a problem. These guys out here working on that ledge without any safety harness. There's two guys shoveling. One was with a rock breaker. You know, the land give way, or they just fall down that rocky hill. And
we'll take care of
it. Okay.
They're not our employees.
Yeah, I know.
Moving along now to item number 17, discussion and possible action. Review and possible approval of Story County audited financial statements draft and proposed changes for the year ending June 30th, 2016. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have before you a draft of the
audited financial statements for the year ended 2016. There are some changes, which I'm going to go over with you now. First of all, on page 9, there is a change in the assets. You will see net assets have, it just has invested in capital assets. There is another line item called restrictive reserves, and they are, got those for you. Well, we should give you some items here before I do this. We didn't need to talk anyway. Does anybody in the audience think one? All of these changes are reflecting some requirements in the USDA documents that we had. Some as far back as the first water bond that was never booked, but what USDA wants to do now is they want to make sure that they've got a year's payment in reserve. So this is the first time we've restricted any fund balances of any type, but their documents now all have that, and we'll have another one for the wastewater treatment plant, the finishing of that, and the also the Dwight Sewer line coming in. So basically what it is, all these changes are, is taking money from operations or from assets, reserving that so that the, our payments to them are permitted and we don't get behind on anything. So that's pretty much just what that is. It's prepayment we're going to keep in the equity section. The next is page 12. And on page 12, you'll see as fund balances, you'll have reserve for debt service of $17,830. That represents 10% of a quarterly payment and 10% of a one-month payment, up to a total of $142,640. Now, that will be, when we reach that period, then we don't have to reserve any more of these fund balances. So we're trying to get to $142,640, and this is part of that process. The next is page 13, and in page 13 you will see a reserve for debt service of again $17,830 in the total governmental fund stuff. So it's just a presentation that shows that $1730. In the total column of page 13. Our next page is page 28. And 28 you will see in our business type enterprise funds, you will see there is a restricted reserve in both water and the Virginia Divide Sewer. The water system was is the old one, of which we've got about $553,000 left. In that, we have booked that in its entirety, and it will stay this way until the bond has been paid off. And then we have a restricted reserve in the Virginia Divide Sewer of $12,879, and that is a that represents 10% of a year and a month's payment until the total reserve is equal to $118,884. So we're going to continue to do that year after year until we reserve that entire pocket. And then at that point in time, it will continue as is until the bond is paid off. And then we also have a reserved short-lived asset replacement. This is an additional condition in the in the previous water sewer bond negotiations, that reflects 1 year and 1 month payment
of $1,521 per month until an accumulation of $18,250 is restricted as a restricted fund balance. Now, the one thing with this condition is that if we need these funds for repairs of equipment, we can actually dive into this. So in case we're a little strapped at some point in time and we need to do that for repairs of the equipment, we can certainly do that. So these are the four major things that we will correct on this. The other thing I wanted to bring your attention is on page four. This is page four. You will see a number called deferred outflows, totaling about $15,047,000. This is our what we call our OPEB calculation, which is other than post-employment benefits, or it has to do with post-employment benefits, which results in there is a GASB 45 that conditions this. I'm not in agreement with it, but that's the Government Accounting Standards Board. They say for every person that is retired or every person that's going to be retired, we have to actuarially, every 3 years, calculate what it would be up to their actuarial life, for life, not when they retire, but as they're going through now. And we wouldn't have had to have done that had the state legislature just demanded that per NRS that we continue to do that. And there's some discussion on that that I may have with you later on about why I think that is. This is the first year we had to do this. Actually our changes in net assets, even with that, look pretty good. I mean, I think we're in fairly good shape. The other one that I would like to have you look at, and there may be a comment on this is on page 80. This is GASB 77. This is the first time this came about, and this is on abatements. This is where each county or each municipality or each state must disclose all the abatements that they have given in the prior year and maybe accumulative. We don't know how much more is going to come out of this. But this reflects pretty much what we've given in real estate, in real property tax, sales tax, plan review and permit fees, and then what GOED has done, the Governor's Office on Economic Development, and the Nevada Governor's Office on Energy. And so a lot of these we haven't done. I mean, a lot of it has been the state requirement. But since the state did that, we are still, as a county, required to disclose it. And this is the very first year we've disclosed this. So with that, I normally give a synopsis of what it is, where we sit with prior years and whatever. With your indulgence, I'd like to do that at the next regular schedule, since we will have the audit book in hand. And we will also, at that very same time, go through the six-month budget, the actual versus budget for all the departments, so kind of fifth kind of nice. And so I'll be able to give that to you then. So this will get whatever the recommendations that we're making back to Pringle CPA so they can make the adjustments. I did not find anything material left in here. I want to thank Jennifer and Jesse for reviewing all these things. I want to thank Rick Barchi for his diligence for ever through this. I mean, this is not an easy county anymore. I mean, from the comparisons you'll see in the next 2 weeks, it's mind-boggling to me. But I'd like to get at least this off the plate so we can certify the audit and go forward with the approved changes, and then we can continue on with our discussion in the next couple of weeks.
Very good.
As far as now, we have to report the record of the abatements. Is that what you're saying?
These are all the abatements that this is SB1.
The Nevada, which were governed by the governor, basically.
Okay. A lot of that.
Wouldn't they have a record of the abatements themselves, the state? And if so, I guess we would have to make sure our books match theirs.
This has been a bone of contention in my career. I've been trying to get hold of various people, and they're all pointing their fingers. One's pointing at the Department of Taxation. Taxation is pointing their finger at the governor's office on economic development. And I'm sitting here in the middle, and I'm the one that has to ask to disclose it. So the other person who has helped me tremendously with this is Pat Witten's daughter, Toby, because Toby dug in, found all this stuff, because it has to come through the tax bills and whatever, and at least gave me some good information so I could actually write the note.
Okay. And if I may, I can speak directly to the first three abatements, because they are for Tesla. They're the 100% abatements of property tax for 10 years, 100% abatement of sales tax for 20 years, and then our negotiated deal, if you will, that covered how much plan review and permitting would normally have cost and how significantly we'd abated and under what conditions. And I can tell you that those do match the state any better. Even we struggled this year with the state. But I think, you know, we get better every year with this, and I will give you the assurances that those numbers need to match, because we actually have to report, I think it's October 1st and November 1st, and the state has to report September and October, I think. So we typically wait for their reports to come out and then validate theirs.
Oh, okay. On the restricted reserve, is that an annual number?
It will go up every year, except for the one in the water department. That will stay. We've already paid up to that, but it will increase every single year. Yes.
Okay. It's not a quarterly. Where does the money come from for that?
It'll come right off the income. It'll come off the balance sheet. But it's part of their fund balance, but we're reserving a chunk of it. Okay. For the repayment of that bond.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I may direct you to another page, which is page 37. And under footnote B, we do have XX expenditures over appreciations. We've got 2, 4, 6. We have 8 departments this time. I will also have on the second meeting of this month the review of that and the reasons why, and a lot of those that are coming from, like I said, Gary Haynes will probably have to give us a letter on this. I'm sure Denny will give us one on the commission, the V&T commission, or the VCTC, and the rest of them all probably do. But it's something that we have a requirement to do. We have to send this Department of Taxation, and they have to give us their blessing on why we thought we overextended. The standard answer that I give is that this is the business of government, and we don't say you can have as much in your budget as you want to because we don't want to go before taxation. I'm definitely against that. Lance has been harping on me since I got here. That says we got to get this thing. We got to streamline this thing. We got to operate it as a business, and that's what we do. And so, if somebody is over, it's for a really, really good reason. And I don't mind explaining that to taxation. It's the other way is not good business, in my point, in my opinion. And so, that's why we don't do that.
All right.
No, this should be approved and then we'll follow up.
Okay. I'll make sure I don't touch it.
Are you? Does this conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. And I think with that, if you can approve the draft with the recommended changes, then we can give this back to Mr. Barchi. He can give us the final, and then we will. And then that's all we have to do. But you will get a summary of how we have done this past year to all of the other years in the second meeting.
Okay. All right. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions?
I don't, sir. No, thank
you. Do you have any other questions? Yeah,
I don't.
Okay. Any public comment regarding this? Okay. So, I'll go ahead and ask for a motion to approve this with
the changes.
With the changes that have been outlined on these additional pages.
I'll make a motion to approve the draft of the Story County audited financial statements with the approved changes for the year ending June 30th, 2016.
Second.
Moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Moving along now to item number 18, this discussion of possible action. This is the Licensing Board second readings.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Community Development, they are recommending that we continue item T, Oslo Meadows Reno, for continued inspections and progress on their expanded operation as they phase in various parts of the recycling.
Okay. Any public comment regarding this item? And if I can get a motion to continue item T.
I'll make a motion to continue item T, Aqua Metals Reno Incorporated.
I'll second.
Move in second to continue item T. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And Mr. Chairman, Community Development recommends approving items A through S. I will speak to each of those briefly. But when I get to item S, I want to add a little caveat in there to make sure that you guys understand what we're doing. So item to be approved, item A, Shanghai Restaurant, DBA Shanghai Express Food Truck, B, St. Mary's Medical Group, Inc., C, a Steel Flash USA Corporation, D, Ross Heating and Air Conditioning, E, Brazilian Stone, Inc., F, West Edna Associates, DBA Mojave Electric, FST Technical Services, LLC, H, Interstate Fire Sales and Service, I, Automation Movers International, J, Communication Technology Services, LLC, K, American Door Installation, LP, L, Goferu, that's a home business down in Mark Twain, M, Mesa Energy Systems, DBA, M Core Services Nevada, N Coldjet LLC, O Dream Crafters LLC, P Bart Manufacturing Inc., Q ProStar Staffing Services Inc., R Classic Touch Mobile Equipment Repair, S Sweep Easy Chimney Company LLC. And I want to point out Sweep on purpose. We have a dilemma, and staff is kind of mitigated this, but I feel like we need to make you aware of it. There are off-road service trucks, you know, all over the county, you know, but they have no base of operation, and they might be in there to do three chimneys in the entire county. If we stick them with a $175 business license, it's just going to get passed on to those three. I can tell you that my chimney sweep company, actually, I think they're licensed now, but they wouldn't do any business in Story County until I assured them that these service companies that are ones, we don't intend to charge. We're making enough otherwise. So on that one, just know that the fees are waived, and know that should Sears want it or somebody else that does mobile business to service the residents and the businesses of the county, we're not gonna put them through the cost of licensing. We just have a license so we know that it's covered. So anyway, approving items A through S.
Well, for the home business, will we charge $100?
Yes, because they're actually doing business in the county. That's their physical shop, if you will.
Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, looking for a motion to approve items A through S.
I'll make a motion to approve items A through S.
Second.
It's been moved in a second to approve items A through S. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 18, a couple items under correspondence that have been inserted into the agenda. And moving along now to item number 19, public comment. Any public comment today? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.
Okay, I'm going to put this.